Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Media Moave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. I'm talking to the Apostle Phumla Mfene. She's on the line. Greetings, Apostle.
Hey, greetings, Moruti, and to all our wonderful listeners out there.
I hope you're well.
No, we are well and kept by God's grace, you know, irrespective of the rain that comes in the middle of winter.
Of winter, yeah.
And the tornado thing in the weather, right?
We should continue praying. You know, yesterday, as I was driving through the rain, when I came out of studio from a show, I actually remembered that our Savior, Yahusha HaMashiach, had the authority to talk to the storms, you know. And then I said, and then who of us is talking to the storms these days? Especially when he said the things that the disciples were seeing him doing, we will do more. And here are storms really, you know, removing roofs. And quickly I felt this is an act of terrorism, you know. I mean, so much terror is spread in the nation because of this. And where are the believers who would speak to the weather, you know? And then I remember those days when I would be driving with Muruti Dolo and we would be going to the SABC. We worked there. And then we would be playing that song of Jimmy Swaggart. He called the storm to come down, you know. Even the weather obeys him.
Why would I? How?
If the weather was obeying him, Rina Kantibi anong rilebeletiba tubashwa. You know, yeah, we... And then white narirang, ubona mo di status in tsarena Phumla dire rail hodi is safe in Durban. And people say, oh, okay, praise God you are safe. Emona, there are people who are not safe.
Come on.
And these are the people we need to stand in the gap for.
Come on.
Because they are not safe, you know?
Come on.
In these storms, I really believe that those who are believers should really speak some authority, you know, until nature says, who are these who are speaking with such authority? These are the sons and the daughters of the Most High who are manifesting in this the last time, the last days.
Ah, come on.
It should be like that. Anyway. We are touching base on a very special issue. And then this has to do with the power of accountability in leadership. You know, there are people whom we place in leadership and we expect them to meet certain demands of leadership and for that period. Say, for instance, you have administration, and administration's role is to make sure, and in this time you make a target and you say, okay, for instance, I see the ministry is taking offerings, sometimes 6,000, sometimes 10, others a million, others whatever. But I want us to save this money and to raise perhaps, let's say, 100 or 200 or even a million. Because there is something that we need to do within 2 years. Let's say to build whatever, you know.
Right.
And then they agree with you, and the first 2 months, hey, you see, no. They are allocating funds, savings are being made, deposits are being made, you know. And then somewhere down the line, after 6 months, you see the slack. And it's not because they are eating the money. No. They just fell off from the wagon of responsibility, you know. Others, you put them in charge of, let's say you put them in charge of themes of the month. And you say, okay, in this month,
In the previous month, these are the themes we followed. These are the themes we did. These are the things we said. And it's four themes. What we want you to do is that in the home cells, you continue to revise and review these themes so that people can learn more and more and more about these themes, you know, which means they become a pack of teachers who teach after the apostles' teachings. You know, if you go in front, Pumla, and you teach on Sunday, I take notes of what you're teaching. I go and do a review. And then in that review, I add what I add and I bring it to you, you know, or I get other views. I bring them to you to see if there is an agreement.
Right.
Then from there, I say to you, okay, these I will dish out to the home cells. And these are what will be points of discussions in the home cells, in youths and stuff and stuff. You've divided this into youth, young adults, single people, men and women. In their services, they will work around these things in their own perspectives, you know?
Right.
And it goes well for 2 to 3 months. The other month, relaxation button.
Yeah.
And then you start to call and say, okay, what happened? And everyone does not have an answer. But they point to the other. No, I thought Muketekete will give us this. Ola, I was waiting for so and so. Until it arrives at your second in command, who says to you, well, I was waiting for you to call me so that we can review things, Evan. So you become the one that is being blamed for the accountability of the whole team.
Come on.
And this thing is quite a problem in the charismatic churches, you know. Even though they dress nice, they have media presence and all those kinds of things. Man, administratively, it's shambles. Because there are people who even do not take instruction and they're in leadership. So they don't even account because everyone is afraid of them.
Yeah.
Guess this one again. Well, this other leader does not account because they've been there in the church longer than everybody.
Dinosaur.
Yeah, it becomes a problem. What comes to mind?
Yeah, because through another one, say whatever we're doing is not balance. Like, someone has been there, and they feel horrible. Now they need to do their own thing. So, I mean, like a typical example of scale. Scale is really heavy on one side. As it's a corner of balance, already balanced. So, you find her, everything to me very powerful. But Batama Pila, you know, they set out to do this and Batama would side zero. But somewhere along the line, you know, they drop the ball. Simply because you find within the same team of leaders who have one common vision and goal to accomplish something. But I executed the same. So Baba more passionate about what they're doing than others. And then you find out for it. Baba who are not really passionate, they believe in this thing, but they don't really have the passion. So they hide behind Bano. So all of this thing is being pushed by a few and it's taking so much out of them. So the more they push, the more this thing becomes such a burden and it becomes heavy. And behind the suit, we think when they're given some duty to execute it, they will do it with excellency. But you get disappointed, unfortunately, in most cases.
Yeah.
So hence I'm saying you find that those kind of people, they become a part of a project or whatever that we're supposed to do. But they look the part, but they don't do the part that they look like. But it's all talk, but there are people who are like that, literally, who's all talk. But then it's one excuse after another. And abanye they're not clear up about what is happening. So it will be, they'll be giving excuses upon excuses. And then I'm saying when that happens, the weight then, if I have you on a few individuals, and if let's a task ever tang but to Baba Nata or Baba 10 and yet to really show which was our fuel that we work on, it's going to be tricky. So, hence, if we are able to understand with Isonko, when we are given a task to execute, we need to be responsible. Number two, we need the zeal and the passion. Kulingane kube equal. Ungathi sina anerna le tendency gore ha wena jo le ko no spana ko teng kae kae ni dilo tsena ne le dila ka tsona. So le tlogele this one thing on one person. Abone, so it becomes unfair, and heavy value, it shows serious irresponsibility by some team members. Abaqashayi singadlala umaqashelana noma senze umsebenzi abawenzeki, they try kuba nama flops from time to time, and somebody gets blamed for that anyway at the end.
Yeah, at the end, the fingers would point to the leader and say, hey, no, it's because you didn't give me the instruction this time, so I thought I should wait for you. For 2 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, things did not tell Lanji. I experienced for 2 months.
Yeah.
Put into practice. They're not put into practice. So the flock is suffering because of leaders who are taking instruction for granted. You know, lack of accountability is when people are taking instruction for granted.
Come on.
And they feel that they are untouchable, or the leader cannot do without them. There are those people who feel indispensable. You know, that the church would collapse should they leave. Oh, there is a massive contingency of followers who will basically back them up. Should they say now, why you toma kereke ko apartment thing ya hai ay rendile nko sani site.
My goodness.
You know, just to run away from accountability. Accountability also implies that when one has done wrong, they own up.
Come on.
They own up to that. The humility of admitting that, okay, you know, the way that I was doing it was not correct.
Yeah.
And I was convinced that I am right.
Come on.
One of my lecturers, supervisors, said something to me. And said, you know, when you do a thesis, Ray, you must be humble enough to admit that you are wrong. And he says some people don't, you know, account for your work instead of writing a lie which has been researched by more than 1,000 people. You know, just say, look, I had taken a wrong perspective. I was in this way over my head and I realized this, you know. I remember I was doing this other research and then I said to my supervisor, well, I think when we first spoke, I was a bit nervous. So I said, I want to look at a period up to 1994. I don't want to look to a period up to 1994. There was no UDF in 1994. I want to look up to the period 1988. And I know what happened because the Kenna Old Start, I saw those things. And I want to write about those things. And then he says to me, this professor, he says, you know what? I congratulate you because you see that these dates were wrong.
Yeah.
Now, a leader reacts like that. But the other leader who submits to the other leader takes accountability instead of hiding behind worship songs and prophecies, you know, and spiritual attacks. They basically need to account. When we come back, I'd like us to touch this a bit more.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now.
Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
We are here 24 hours with a message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. I'm talking to the Apostle Phumla Mfene. We are touching base on this, the issue of accountability for leaders and leaderships. And I can tell you without a doubt that many times, many leaders do not realize the power of accountability. The power of accountability is that it makes you diligent. And we will touch that when we talk about effects. But accountability makes you diligent. It makes you to be well-versed. And being well-versed means you know your work because you constantly search on your work.
Right.
You look at the weaknesses of some of the resolutions you've taken. Because, you see, as we spoke some other day, I think it's last year, we said when we give someone a leadership position, you are also in that office placing authority.
Yeah.
And they are able to evaluate, if they are accountable, they are able to evaluate and see that, okay, here I have not used my authority properly.
Right.
You know, yeah. There are people now who are more devoted to me than to the ministry. There's something wrong about my authority. When people are now worshiping me instead of the Father that we hear the Apostle talking about all the time. And it becomes a problem now when another one in the leadership office with the authority, they start to build their own empire.
Mm.
That is lack of accountability. That person won't account to you, even if you have placed them. They won't account properly. They will just have good words to win you. You know, you find out this guy was a good debater, Ko Holy Trinity High School. Not in a Holy Trinity High School, and nearly a good debater. So they would always come with some rhetoric, just like politicians, to argue an argument and to win it, you know, and to convince you to give them more leverage when they continuously become so destructive to the ministry because they are not recognizing the power of accountability. There are many people, even leaders themselves, apostles or whatever it is they call them, pastors, they at times are found to be in the very same trap of not appreciating the power of accountability. They would make a mistake and not account to it.
Amen.
No, they won't account. Somebody jile chelete ya kereke ya ho reka di samente.
Yeah.
And no powerful, but sabo mutisa because but yo happy this guy har rappel la rafol.
Ish.
Hakata baya moro vola bag.
Ish.
Wa bola lwena di pills di painkiller di sabere kamaram di mana re bya matso rafola so ba di dimala ba re ko yena o tla itlisa we know hore you used it because there was a pressing circumstance. No man, a pressing circumstance would be there even if you did not give this kind of amount of money for a project to this guy. Why one? They must account.
Come on.
Not just pay it back, they must account. Or why violate the ethics?
Ish.
Why did they violate the ethics of accountability? You know? And someone says, no, don't worry. Because I knew who kitlo ibusa mafela kwedi. No, who ibusa hona utlo ibusa. Believe you me, huibusa utlo ibusa pat. We have
account
a problem with you. You need to account. Why we na? Utsela the authority ya kereke kotla sibiana to an extent that on your own, you're able to to use the resources of the church for your own thing until someone comes and audits, and it's then that you start talking. This is actually a thief, you know. So we really need to come to that understanding. What comes to mind?
Which undermining the authority of the church.
Yeah.
It will make people who are basaba accountable. You know, that people who feel like they are bigger than the institution, ever. Because when you feel that way, then you won't see any need for you to be accountable. And also, that goes to show that people with those kind of attitudes are people who are having a lot of pride. Because you raise your hand, you are, okay, fine, moto aka inka ne kumara. Are utaibusa? No, uratiba utaibusa. But we say, so what's the problem in you just coming to me and say, I've taken it? But under normal circumstances, the individuals who really struggle with accountability.
Yeah.
Because they are, remember, we have leaders who are narcissists in this day and age.
Yes.
So those kind of leaders, they are full of themselves, not pompous, rather than. So they are the law to themselves. Whatever they decide goes. So when you put them in more something that they have to do and that they're accountable, they can't, because they're only accountable to themselves. And they feel they don't owe any explanation to nobody. I was the one with the word of God. People are able to use it and twist it in any which way they want. They will find scriptures that are relevant to condone whatever mess of that they want to do, or to condone that they have to also be accountable to the overall leader of the church. So because we see all sorts of leaders, Baron Alimbo, like some narcissist, some like And the worst part of it, breaking. You know, we need to allow the Spirit of God to break all this messed up and hamor of the things we used to do, to come on with it. This is right, and it's not even right. You step on everybody's toes, and you don't even feel remorse.
Hey.
So how then can you be accountable if you don't have? Because remember, ubuka remorse will also help you, Joe. Guti, uma wenzi ubonega guti ay lena ipume of me offering lena.
Yeah.
Then you are able to own up.
Yes, absolutely.
And take accountability, but in the absence of you feeling remorse, then you will continue to avoid in the way accountability. Some people in their little head, they think being accountable is which has been looking, you are reducing yourself.
So
you cannot be accountable unless you understand that you need to really be humble.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have seen so many people who basically would go to an extent of evading accountability to a point of splitting the ministry. The pride is just so much that they would not admit to anything. And would go to an extent of actually pulling away and swaying everybody with them, everybody that they can with them, and leave the ministry. I've seen people who do that.
Yeah.
And I often ask myself this thing, and I say, in the light of all this, where do they think they will end up? Because, you know, there is no orange that will beget an apple. In the same way that they do things, they will give rise to people who are exactly like that, who will inflict upon them the amount, even seven times more, of the hurt and the insults, the humiliation that they did to the ones
that they could not account to. The Father has not placed, if the Father places you as my leader, apostle, he has a reason.
True.
I can't tell you that I want to do my things my own way. Accountability also means taking instruction.
Come on, that's it.
And the instruction the Father will place upon you, even if, you know, now I was just at a situation at some time where everyone was telling me left, right, and center, no, Ray, I think you are at a stage where you can start your own ministry because that ministry, make awena, you know. You can start your own ministry. Look, hoya ku kalafong wilo rera huatala, hoya ku Soweto wilo rera huatala, hoya ku Bloemfontein, hoya ku Cape Town huatala. Why bona ne? But batho ba asibaga umos. But that's like Modimo. You know, when you don't think like that, you would think it's because of you. And you fail to account. And the accountability is that you receive the favor of the Father because ukamotla sa pumla. And the Father uses pumla to take care of you and to bring you to line, into line.
Come on.
And then when you feel, eh, shawo, marbelo, ngetswere dikrinya, temmalwanyana, man, ngatswa fela bayana. It's then you have started a ministry that will have many spiritual diseases. You can start a ministry and people will be full in that ministry. It can be all over the social networks, but it will have so many defects in it.
Come on.
So many defects in it because you are not accountable. They will not be accountable. An apple cannot give birth to an orange.
Come on.
When we come back, let's look at the effects.
Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
Amogela melaetsa ya thero, tlotloetso le kgothatso ya letsatsi lengwe le lengwe mo Facebook paging ya rona. Nna leloko la Facebook page ya Radio Pulpit gompieno.
Welcome back. I'm talking to the Apostle Pumla Mfene. This topic, you know, deals with much of the experience. And I'm not trying to make myself a muddy bitter coffee. You know, I really am putting across some of the experiences I've learned over the years in submission. And I've seen also the repercussions of a lack of submission. And then if you submit correctly, even if you may be done wrong by your leader, your blessings still stay secured. Your blessings still stay secured. But many people, they don't realize that their blessings still stay secured because they continue to want to stay on the line for the Father to guide. Now, the effects are, number one, when you fail to see the power of accountability as a leader, number one, there will be a raging lawlessness in your ministry. A raging lawlessness, because eventually people will start to partake in that lack, in that blindness, you know, in that blind spot. And so most of your people will be caught in that. And this thing will come to bite you in the fingers, you know, in the future, when those that you would aspire that they be accountable would be taking light of it, just like you did, you know, and there would be nothing you can do about it. And when one does not recognize the power of accountability, it's very easy to take the power of onuses. You know, when you start to to own up your actions and say, I am the authority in my own right. And it breeds a rebellion that is disguised, which is like, well, I should not be submitting to anyone by this time because I have the full impartation of the Holy Spirit. But there are some of us who have been placed by the Father where he has placed us intentionally, because he knows that we can only thrive at that position. But because we are not accountable, we look light at the positioning of the Father and the duties of it. And we don't thrive with that. And it becomes a problem, not only for us, but for those who are hearing our messages. Remember that when you minister, you are imparting. And that's a big problem. Apostle, what comes to mind?
Sure. That's a very huge one, Muruti. You know, as you're talking, my heart goes out to single women who are called.
Yeah.
And who are not only called in ministry, who are also called even in business. Who don't understand the seriousness of accountability, because we have a lot of evil people on the loose out there in the name of prophet, in the name of this and that. So if I take an alu and I hold you accountable to anybody, they will deal with you. And I don't talk to Kukurumu to add the alu and also accountable to anybody.
Yeah.
So by the time Bafi Chakawena, also konalo makamata mabi sevakpetili. Because you know what you don't realize is there's so much safety and security and accountability. There are things that can be easily avoided when we are accountable. I mean, konamanje, most of people who are really gifted and highly anointed, they feel uguti umababizi uguti mhlamba azoshumayela kuphi kuphi. There's no need to be accountable with a valley. I am so born of Facebook with a most moton, I will ever kaika, moton, I will pella kaika. You know? And so they are loose cannons. And then they're gifted. Hence, I'm saying when we lack accountability and when we are not responsible, we call certain things upon ourselves. It's like we're shooting yourself on your foot.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, Joe, ever to us accountable, like it is a my title, like over young as they please.
It's true.
When they get hit by whatever, ever beats and Bali Honako, who's supposed to come and assist them to recover?
Ish.
The very person
of Amuji gets it.
Thank you. And then if you don't, with the very young woman, those snacks, people who are even more snacks, undermine your senior leader because you feel you can do certain things better than them. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you need to be irresponsible and not be accountable. Yes, you might maybe be doing certain things. Because if you're a man, that you are raising or that are part of the leadership team, that are able to do things way better than you. You know, it should help the church to move forward.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, other people use that as an advantage. I want to talk also about very fun. Bangabi accountable.
It's sad.
You mentioned that about Paul, with Paul, as much as he was gifted, but the men are really accountable, and that's something you can take home with and just learn from it. There's safety, there's security, there's also counsel, it's like there's so many benefits in us being accountable as opposed to being not being accountable. There's danger that comes with not being accountable, though.
It is amazing that these days we had become those kinds of people who look down with disdain.
And
the issue of accountability, because we are so puffed up with our higher knowledges and we fail to realize how knowledge puffs up, you know. Yeah, man, get a guy who did not have a degree and they start to have a degree. If they're not disciplined and you put them in leadership and they would start looking down at you because they think you're not educated as themselves.
Yeah.
It's sad. And even money makes people to become unaccountable. But power can corrupt a soul.
Big time.
And many people, because of the powers of the office that they've been given them, they've used that for self-enrichment. They've used that for self-establishment to build their own thrones and their own kingdoms. And before you know it, you hear them that they say, "Hey, I'm leaving now." And you ask yourself, their leader knows nothing about it. Naginale problem. Your leader must be the one who says, "Hey, muna, moya mudimu ore kachukona ru baba ise muna ru tshareka di tapelo ri di BMO li di elder." And then utwe plan, and then plan o itwang mereko o ashuli ole.
Come on.
Even those people who are sent out, those ones, they account.
Yeah.
And they come back to account and say, "Hey, mana, I was in Accra, I was in Iconium, I was in Greece, and this is what the Father has done. This is what I had brought back. These are the kinds of revelations I got. These are the things that he is saying. What do you say about this? Let us reason together." You know, Paul was not imposing upon the people. He reasoned with them. According to scripture, you know, he wasn't coming as self-puffed up, you know, but he was reasoning with them. All right, today they don't. They just let you be and they kick you to the curb. And when you say, "Hey, but you must account," they say, "I somar consider my resignation. I'm not accounting." Mothateng o tsabo resign go merekong o ba mo ba mirang tonki go ona. Mara ko kerekeng ke number 1 ya o resign. Ke number 1 ya o resign. Why, boy? It's so sad. All right, when we come back, we do the final thought.
There is radio and radio. And then there is 657 AM. Can you hear the difference?
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rate supply.
Yazisa ngeshishini lakho ku Radio Pulpit. Ubuyele kusimo esiphilileyo. I Radio Pulpit ine 40 years yasungulwayo. Kwaye nabaphulaphuli abangaphaya kwe 400,000. Sinekela ngepackages ukuncedisana nawe uphuhlisa ishishini lakho. Tsalela uSanet ku 012-334-1254 okanye uthumele umyalezo ku sanet@radiopulpit.co.za okanye uthumele igama advertise ku SMS ku 37871. Standard rates apply. Umthandazo welungisa unamandla ngokugqibeleleyo. Radio Pulpit, yakha umzantsi Afrika nezizwe zonke ngomthandazo.
Welcome back, 657 Medium Wave. Apostle, I so wish that many of us could value accountability. Accountability doesn't make you a puppet of your pastor. It doesn't make you a puppet of your pastor.
Come on.
It doesn't make you a yes boss, you know.
Amen.
As people would be labeling you, but it makes you more trustworthy, and remember that you are accounting to this woman or this man as you account to the Father who has placed you with them, you know, or under them. You are accounting to them accordingly. You just don't go to a place rukabar Siboni ilihlo lakho asker bar eya o emurutu mo anointile ya mo trainer o rabone dilo so ba bang ba o tlotla ba ba o kaela ba re bone le tlhola ha o ko Bloemfontein kwa a sa re ra sa re wena you know nothing.
Come on,
it's sad.
Listen now.
Yeah, what do you say finally?
Ke tsona tlo ke ntse ke ma setla pelo man, it doesn't reduce you to a nobody when you account. In fact, the most responsible people are people who are accounted. Most people that worked in safety. Ke ba traveling accountable bazalwane. Kuzo sneta. And sometimes you know you don't even realize that you're walking into a trap.
Yes.
Because I'm not an overvalidist. I'm not more valid, and then it's something you go, man of God or woman of God can say, okay, let's pray. I mean, sometimes you don't even have to go to Vume. Before Vume, you go to a leader, man of God, woman of God, people who never made it to where they were going or never made it back home.
Mm.
So this was not a land. And a lot of people's life were turned around, but their life changed for good simply because they went to places they shouldn't go.
Mm.
Because they lack accountability. Ngoba bafuna ukuvalelisa, bafuna ukutshelwa, bayazenzela umathanda.
How?
Ngoba bona ba-powerful. Anywhere in Zimbabwe, abafuthi abanemali, abafuna ukuthi money yabo ibenze ukuthi babe so indispensable and they can do whatsoever that they want to do. Kuzo sinata bazalana, noma sinemali, we must understand ukuthi we are accountable.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we must also know that this work is not for our own self-achievement. It is
Come
the
on.
Work of the Most High.
Come on.
And we must respect Mereko wa Modimo.
That's a big one.
Yes, because if we don't respect Mereko wa Modimo, it means we don't respect him. That is where the problem
Come on.
Is. Yeah. Now, finally, how do people get hold of you, Apostle?
Guess what? I'm back on Facebook. So for the benefit of those who are tuning in for the first time, myself and Pastor Reddy can be found every Thursday at 10 o'clock. Ayishama podcast available. You want to connect with me? I'm on Facebook. You can directly do so. God bless you as you do so.
And then should people come to fellowship?
We are in Pretoria. At Pretoria, we are in Karen Park.
Yeah.
And then we are also in Ekurhuleni, a prospect to exercise. So people are free to do that. If you want direction, check with me on Facebook.
Aha, let it be so. Thank you so much. Much blessings to you.
Much blessings to you, man of God, and to all our listeners. Shalom.
Shalom. That is the Apostle Pumlamfene there. And looking forward to talking to her again the coming week. And of course, also, if you want anything with regards to where they fellowship, just communicate with her on Facebook. She will give you directions as to where will they be fellowshipping at a particular time.
Come live the life at 657 AM.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.